A very warm welcome to all of you to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast, and this is your host, Dr. Vignesh Devraj. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss about how to deal with constipation. Now, there are many people who self-diagnose that they are constipated, but actually they are not. And also, what is the right way to diagnose constipation? And what are the possible causes? And what steps can you do to so that you could reverse this? And please do understand, this is just for an information basis. Please do consult a healthcare professional so you get the right guidance. And this information would give you an understanding how the body works. And I hope you enjoy this episode. And now let's get into the topic. So as an Ayurvedic doctor, you know, we get a lot of gut health disorders in many of our patients. And one of them definitely... patients will self-diagnose and come to us. And this is one common thing that I see. People come in. So I ask them, how is your bowel habits? Do you go regularly? And many of them, they say, doctor, I'm constipated. And when I ask them, okay, so tell me, how often do you go to toilet? And they say that I go like every day, but I'm just not satisfied. So I need to correct them. The self-diagnosis was not right. Constipation is when they go to toilet like once in 2 to 3 days, or usually with a gap of, sometimes there are definitions that talks about constipation is 3 times you go to toilet in a week. So that's the frequency per week, 3 times. So which you, if you break it down, it's like 2.5 days you go to the toilet. And that is what is constipation. Now, usually what people misunderstand, if they have a slight difficulty, like for example, for a period of time, they used to go early in the morning. As soon as they get up, they used to have a habit of going to the toilet. And then they realize, no, they are not effortlessly going to the toilet early in the morning. Maybe they go in the afternoon, or if there is a lack of access to a good toilet, because they would might be at work in the daytime and maybe they go to the toilet in the evening. Then they self-diagnose that is constipation. Now, that is not constipation. That is just somewhere there is an irregularity that can be corrected. Most of the people who come and tell me that they are constipated are not constipated. They just need to improve their rhythm of bowel habits, like going to the toilet on a particular time. Now, let's understand, constipation is going to toilet 3 times a week. That is the frequency that is mentioned in some of the top medical textbooks. Now, if you look at it from an Ayurvedic perspective, we look at it from, there are subsets of Vata, and Vata creates dryness in the body. Now, when there is dryness in the end part of the gut, which is the end part of large intestine, the rectal part, the cecum part, this colonic part where there is too much dryness, that can lead to constipation. And when people are sitting too much, that can lead to constipation. Almost everyone on the planet at one point of time would end up experiencing constipation. Okay, maybe everyone on the planet can be a very broad term, but majority of the people, some people get constipated when they travel. Some people because of change of food habits. Sometimes change of time zones. If they take a long-haul flights from India to United States, or from Germany to, let's say, Indonesia or somewhere like that, when there is a time zone difference of more than 8 hours, there could be some tendencies of constipation as well, because the body's biological clock is also interrupted. So when you look at it from that perspective, there are multiple causes. And there is one another problem that I see with patients is they come and tell me that they are chronically constipated. Now, again, when somebody says I'm chronically constipated, if there is no genetic disorder or there is no particular anatomical defects of their colon or something to do with their lower part of the vertebra, which can interfere with the natural movement of the bowels. Sometimes in certain accidents, it can happen. Otherwise, most of the people who say they have been having constipation for a very long period, maybe since their childhood, is a trained behavior. Now, why do I say it's a trained behavior? Because if you see dogs, if you train them, you know, you have to, if you want to poop, you need to go out and poop. And then they have a training and they will do that. If you don't train the dog, it will have an irregular bowel habits as well. The same way, when it comes to us, it's a trained behavior. Yes, genetic factor could have a contribution to it. Now, let's just deconstruct. When there is dryness in the gut, lack of fiber in your food, lack of movement in your day-to-day life, and if you're sitting for a long period, and sometimes if you eat a lot of heavy mucus-producing food, which is heavy in sugar and low in fiber, high in glycemic index, and some people would also have it as a side effect of certain medications. And some people also have a tendency of laxative abuse. And they get used to, oh, only if I take this laxative, I can go to the toilet. Or some people have the habit, oh, I need a morning coffee, only then I go to the toilet. Or some people need to smoke or read a newspaper. And this is again a Pavlovian connection, like the Pavlovian dog's connection with the toilet. Now, let's decode some of the mindset of people who have long-term constipation. Now, this is my analysis of my patients. So when I check with them, so when you say you are chronically constipated, is it like all throughout your life you never had proper bowels? I'm sure there must be some time where your bowels were quite regular, but there were phases where it was not regular. So there were phases where it was regular and irregular. In my observation with multiple patients, I've seen patients who have some issues with public toilets. They have a fear of using a public toilet. Or if I use a public toilet, what if there are too many germs? So they put a lot of pressure inside their head. Oh, I need to go to the toilet early in the morning. And if I don't go to the toilet early in the morning, then something is wrong. And then they try to control that I should not go to the toilet. And then somehow they train their gut to have some kind of unconscious resistance to poop. And this compound, and then that they themselves artificially create a diagnosis that I am chronically constipated. So this is one, fear of using public toilet. This is a mental issue. The other one that I have seen is when people lack fiber-rich food in their diet. If they eat too much of junk food or outside food, and also when they sit for a long period in their work, they don't move at all. You see, when something is stuck in a bottle or something, what do? You just shake it. And when you shake it, it somehow finds a way to come out of it. The shaking is a way that something that is stuck, and if it is not that stuck, you can find a way to detach and eliminate it from the system. That's why good movement, and usually in many of the cases when I get patients who take laxatives for a long time, and by the way, laxative abuse, I will talk about it in the further part of this episode. What I have observed, sometimes people get too attached to their laxatives. Even in Ayurveda, they take a lot of Triphala, is one of the things. Or sometimes they take other allopathic laxatives. In some conditions, it is very important. If the doctor really tells you this is very important, it's okay. Even if you go through the side effects of the laxatives, sometimes taking the laxatives is worthy enough. Because having constipation could lead to other problems. Like if they had any hemorrhoids, and if they the moment they get constipated, the hemorrhoids could get worse. So they would give a lot of stool deformer, like it will make it like quite liquidy in nature. So in such a condition, it's better to take laxative over the long time till the hemorrhoids is healed, and then they can come get back to normal dietary changes, and then they could change that. But what I see in most of the cases, if there is no such other conditions like hemorrhoids or any other rectal problems which are quite severe in nature, taking laxative just to poop, is many people take it for mental satisfaction, and it becomes habit forming in nature, and it makes the colon dry in nature. So what can be done is, one is improve your movement very well. Like I tell people, get into brisk walking. Now, when I say brisk walking, it's not just a mild, casual walk in the garden. It's like you are not running, and somewhere you're walking, but somewhere your heart rate is slightly elevated, and you're putting a slight pressure. And in that walk, you need to breathe deep. Like one of the exercises that I recommend them is, when you walk, inhale 1, 2, 3, and exhale 1, 2, 3. And this deep breathing is also something that is very powerful for enhancing the peristaltic movement. So brisk walking with deep breath, like 1, 2, 3, inhale, inhale 1, inhale 2, inhale 3, 3 steps inhale, and 3 to 4 steps you exhale. In that manner, when you move on a consistent basis, slowly we are shifting the body's pattern of holding on to the residual food matter. And slowly the body will also start getting used to eliminating on a regular basis. Maybe if you start walking, it's not that, you know, the constipation will be reversed within 1 or 2 days. Maybe it might take 2 weeks. But that's the protocol that you need to follow. And along with that, now let's take some examples of high fiber rich food. For some of the high fiber rich veggies like broccoli, beans, some people when they have bloating, I don't recommend beans, but make sure maybe they should boil or steam the beans. This will help them. Lentils is fantastic. Avocado has a lot of good fiber. So in the show notes, I'll put some list of fiber rich food. Because high fiber rich food is one of the prerequisites to enhance your bowel movements. And also it will help to reduce the excess mucus that could be formed because of your unhealthy food that you consume. And there are even reports where high fiber can bring down your glucose spikes or glycemic index that could go up. Because fiber is like a cleanser. It removes the excess mucus that could be formed with other food. Like if you eat food that is very rich in milk or lactose or sugar or gluten, when you add more fiber, it helps to absorb and it helps to enhance the gut motility, the movement of the food in the, like the peristaltic movement. So that's why movement improves peristaltic movement. Deep breath enhances peristaltic movement. High fiber-rich food will also help to enhance peristaltic movement. Now, what are the other sides of this? Like in Ayurveda, we have this concept of apana vayu. Now, apana vayu is responsible for the elimination of the waste in the downward direction, like urination. Or in women, apana vayu is also responsible for the menstrual discharge. So, when you sit for a long period, or when you wear very tight clothes, which are not having good air circulation. And when I say for a long duration, there are people who sit from morning 9 till evening 5 and even food will come to them, or maybe they will, on pressure, they might just go to the toilet maybe once or twice, and that will be the only walking that they will be having. And in that period, when this compounds for 2-3 years, in women, it can end up with many menstrual health disorders or even PCOS and other conditions. Like, one of my teacher, Dr. Bhagavati Amal, she used to say, diaper is the first sign of training a baby that the apana vayu is getting blocked. Because we are used to have that part quite free. And now because of our hygienic reasons and also the social conformity reasons, which is important, the toilet training is a lost training program. So if you can train your body to have a proper, healthy toilet training, like going to the toilet on a regular, rhythmic manner, this will have a huge impact on your metabolism, your mental health, your digestive process, your energy levels. So, how do we take it in a, how do we reverse it? I always tell people, give yourself 3 months' time. For me, all good changes can happen in 90 days. And even though it is just my observation on 90 days, but then later, then you start understanding about HbA1c test. HbA1c is the hemoglobin A1c test, where you can do a test in the blood and you will get the average of the 90 days of the sugar levels or the glucose levels in the blood. Because after 90 days, the red blood cells die and the new red blood cells are formed. Same way, this is just a correlation. There's no scientific data to prove this, but it's just my observation. And I see when people stick to certain habits for 90 days. Now, there are studies which talks about when you do it for 21 days, that habit will become strong in you. But I'm talking about a transformational change in a person's body. When somebody starts eating fiber-rich food, walking for like half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening. I'm talking about brisk walking, doing deep breaths, or maybe some yoga or even lifting weights, all of this. And along with, even though people say, okay, I am walking 1 hour a day, but if they sit for a long period, it's also not healthy. They should get up every 45 minutes or half an hour, just do some gentle stretches and then sit back and restart their work. There is this new statement, like sitting is the new smoking. But I would say sitting on the chair is the new smoking. But when people sit on the floor, it's a different case. Because when you sit on the floor, you have pelvic floor. I mean, there is a Sukhasana in yoga or Padmasana or the lotus pose. When you sit on the lotus pose or on the Sukhasana where you fold your legs and sit like many of the yogis sit, you are actually opening up your pelvic floor, the hips. Now, that opening is again opening of the Apana Vayu. So that way, sitting on the floor is, and if you can eat sitting on the floor, it will be a supporting system. If you have a tendency of constipation, and this could be, it's not like there is a study which said that if you sit on the floor and eat, it'll go away. But it's just a method. Like when you walk, walking is a great laxative. Sitting on the floor is could be a way to open up the Apana Vayu. And along with all the other therapies, this can help you. Now, laxative is something I recommend my patients when they have a temporary constipation. Like they go on a trip and suddenly there is a constipation because of change of environment. In such situation, it could be helpful. But taking laxative on a regular basis, unless it is prescribed by a doctor for a certain condition, it is not healthy at all. It can lead to other conditions, and then you need to keep on increasing the laxatives and it becomes habit forming, and then it also increases the dryness of the gut. So let's break down the conditions. High fiber rich food, walk for 1 hour a day, and if you have a sitting job, after every 45 minutes, get up and just move for 2-3 minutes and come back. And when you do the brisk walking, breathe deeply. 3 inhaling counts with every step, like one step, first step, deep inhale, second step, inhale deeper, third step, inhale even deeper, fourth step, exhale, fifth step, exhale, sixth step, exhale, seventh step, exhale deeper. So like one deep inhalation, 3 steps, one deep exhalation, 4 steps. So this will help to improve your bowel movements. And another thing is, apart from enhancing the fiber rich and movement, and also do some good vigorous exercise as well. Some people like once or twice HIIT training or even good yoga, even Ashtanga yoga, if your body is capable of doing that. Sometimes it need not be right. If your body is not in a position to do that, then it's not healthy. Then also enhance good healthy fat. Sometimes ghee is healthy, olive oil is healthy, coconut oil is healthy, depending on your condition. Now in Ayurveda, what medications can be given? So in my approach, please don't self-prescribe yourself. Take a approach in consulting with a doctor. You can also check my show notes to see if you can consult with me or some of the doctors that I recommend that I have trained. So taking Sukumara Gritam, this has ghee and an element of castor oil in it. This can help to enhance the bowel movements and reduce the dryness of the gut. This is one therapy. Or I would recommend patients to undergo a Panchakarma treatment for 2-3 weeks. So when they go there, what happens is their circadian rhythm is set. They go to sleep on time. And then we have a therapy if they don't have any hemorrhoids or bleeding per rectum or any of the inflammatory gut disorders. There is a therapy called Matravasti where we use enema which is infused with herbs in an oil. So when we do the enema, what happens is the dryness of the gut is reversed. And this is done on a, up to some people we do it for 7 days, some people we do it up to 2-3 weeks. For some people, I recommend taking good fat-rich food, which are healthy in fat, I mean. Like ghee is one of them, coconut oil, olive oil. But I don't recommend processed fat or fat that is fried in nature. This is not healthy. But when you add a little more ghee or coconut oil, so you should consult with a professional healthcare person so that you'll get the right approach to this. But in majority of the cases, just by following the basics, movement, high fiber rich food and deep breath and also eating on time, this itself has a tremendous ability to improve their constipation or improving their peristaltic movement. Another thing that I see is when people are also dehydrated, so dehydration can also lead to dryness. So what is the ideal water intake? There is no such universal form that you have to drink 3 liters, 4 liters, 1 liter. Okay, in Ayurveda, it is mentioned if your urine is yellow in color and you're not taking any medications, or sometimes if you take supplements, the urine can have a certain color. But if you're not taking any supplements or any tablets and still the urine is quite frothy and yellow in color, somewhere you're dehydrated. And people think that I should drink a lot of water. It's about sipping the water and keeping yourself hydrated. Instead of drinking 2 glasses at one go for half a glass and then again half a glass. Like, you need to top it up on a regular basis. If you see some of the top irrigation programs for good agriculture, they don't put all the water at one time, and that can create floods and spoil the whole harvest. You should put the water filling, it should be hydrating at the same time, letting it to dry, and then again hydrate, then letting it dry, then again hydrate. That should be the approach of drinking, taking a sip every now and then. So carrying a water bottle will be fantastic, and this will be very helpful as well. Another thing that I see in patients, especially if they have hemorrhoids, using mobile phones when they go to the toilet. I highly recommend not to do that, because there are, I mean, you don't need a study on this, but you can just see. When you go with the phone inside the toilet, you tend to come out longer. You tend to stay there much longer than coming out. So when you're not there, it's also a way to connect with your body, what is happening with your body. So usually when people go with the mobile phone, they get distracted. So, and also they tend to stay longer, and sitting in that posture for a longer period can also create other stress-induced conditions. This can also lead to hemorrhoidal problems in later on. And people tend to poop a little, stay in that position in a longer period is not actually healthy in nature. And another condition that I've seen, when patients use toilet paper and if they have hemorrhoids, I recommend them to wet the toilet paper, or in many of the Southeast Asian countries, they use jet spray or water. This is much healthier compared to using a toilet paper, because this can dry up and create more problems with the hemorrhoids. So this way, when somebody is having constipation, tell them 90 days, start with movement, start with high fiber rich food, start with enhanced breath work. And focus on good food, healthy food, eliminate unhealthy food, and try to focus improving your sleep. And then consult with an Ayurvedic physician. You could get the right guidance. Maybe taking certain Ayurvedic medications will help to enhance your peristaltic movement. There are various fantastic medications, but I do not recommend self-prescription of laxatives for a long period. This is quite unhealthy. Thank you for listening to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond.